Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Thank you so much for staying with us. The MK Party today marched to the National Treasury in protest against a proposal by the Minister of Finance to hike VAT, as well as looming liquidation of Itala Bank. On the line with us is MK Party's chief whip, Zwanele Manye. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pimelo, and your viewers.
Want Treasury to do what?
A few things. One, we are saying, can they please give the poor people a chance to breathe? Can they please understand the plight of the poor? Can they please understand that if you say you are going to zero rate foodstuffs, what you're actually saying is that what you actually don't want to say are two things. One, you want to forget that that zero-rated foodstuff will be zero-rated at a higher price because for it to be brought to the shop, it would have come through a higher petrol and all other input costs that are not zero-rated. So therefore, by the time you get to a millimeal that is zero-rated, you'll get to a zero-rated millimeal of a higher price. That's the first thing. Secondly, we're saying we're not persuaded even by that zero rating. It's fine, they can do it, but we are saying they must also take into account that the poor people that have this zero rated foodstuffs also have to face their own essential issues. One of them is transport costs, which will not be zero rated. So therefore, they're still going to pay a hell of a lot more for transport with money they don't have. They're still going to pay for electricity with money they don't have. And all of that. And we're saying, why is it that we have a government that is afraid of talking to white monopoly capital? Because that's where the money is. If you're looking to close the, if you want to do your bookkeeping, and you're saying your balance, your budget is not balancing, we're giving you five such solutions. Solution number one, we're saying SARS has raised its hand. SARS has said, just assist me a little bit here, I'll bring you 800 billion. This is what SARS has said. They should have closed their eyes and said, here is here's an angel that has just come. But they don't want to look at that because SARS wants to go against those white monocapital people that are confusing this government. So this government is so scared of these people that even if SARS says, let us deal with them, they don't want to empower ourselves to deal with them. So that's the first thing. Second, the issue of illicit financial flows has been raised so many times that there are these multinational companies that are doing shenanigans under the guise of transfer pricing. They do base erosion, profit shifting, where they understate their earnings so that they can pay less tax and all of that. So they do an aggressive tax avoidance. It's all legal, but it's an aggressive tax avoidance. They were saying there must be a clampdown on those kinds of things. You can rake in billions just out of that system alone, as it were. We're also saying, thirdly, there's wealth tax that, I mean, tell me, if you said to Rupert, pay a particular number, do you think Rupert will lose any sleep about that with all the billions, billions in dollar terms that he has? It would be nothing for him. So we're saying, find the Ruperts of this world, tax them, those super wealthy people and all that. You will get these billions that you're looking for. We're also saying corporate tax is lower than our individual taxes. And the reason for this was that the understanding was that let it be lower so that they can create jobs and all of that to give them bandwidth. But what have we had? As you see it here and now, so we're facing the highest unemployment on, it has even surpassed the unemployment of apartheid days. So these people have not done what they should have done. So what is the point of giving them a reprieve when they don't use it? You might as well hike it up by one percentage point. And if you did that, you would create so much into the fiscals. We are saying that is the, you see what I've just described now? Is the bucket for billions. Now, let me give you a bucket for millions. The bucket for millions, the first thing that you're going to do is to stamp down on the issue of that bloated cabinet. You can't have 76 people in the executive or almost 80 people in the executive. That executive that they have here, that bloated executive, must be slashed. We argue that as MK party that we can have 24 ministers to do what needs to be done there. The deputy ministers, I mean, with all due respect, deputy ministers, for all intents and purposes, are executive assistants of ministers. They have got no executive authority. The Constitution does not even know about them. The deputy ministers. Why do you have that job creation thing for the comrades? Get rid of those positions. Live with people that the president can delegate to properly in terms of the constitution, which are the cabinet ministers, people that can take executive decisions. I mean, in cabinet, in case you didn't know, deputy ministers don't even sit in cabinet, yes. Which just shows that they are really executive assistants. They don't even sit in cabinet. Why do you have that? Now, the issue with this bloated cabinet, you might think it's just a couple of million here or there, but it's got a multiplier effect, because then each one of them is going to have the police looking after them. They're going to have the entire infrastructure. They're going to have cars. They're going to have, you name it. And then they're going to have overseas trips. They're going to, if you add all of that, you can at all of that, you can have millions upon millions, if not even a billion, actually. Lastly, we are saying it cannot be that as a state we have normalized the issue of fruitless and wasteful expenditure. I understand issues about irregular expenditure. Sometimes irregular expenditure, you can get value out of irregular expenditure. It's a discussion for another day.
Sure.
But sometimes people think that when you say irregular, it automatically means that something was wrong and all of that, and you're stealing. It's not necessarily the case. Sometimes there's a reason.
Yes.
You do that, and sometimes you can get value. In fact, most of the time, you can get value in the irregular expenditure. I'm not talking about that.
Sure.
Fruitless and wasteful expenditure is the one where, having spent everything, having spent billions, you come up with absolutely nothing. Now, why is it that that line item is not a punishable line item? Why is that line item not seen as some kind of a corruption? How can anybody spend millions upon millions of government money and the government get zero value for it and nothing happens to you? You know, why do we have a system like this?
What with Itala Bank, Mr. Manye MP?
Yeah. In Itala Bank, it's a very simple thing. Mm-hmm. Itala Bank, we're not dealing here with an Itala Bank. Oh, by the way, just to close on this one, we're saying as the MK party, we do not want to even entertain and not point anything on tax increase.
Gotcha.
We say there should be no tax increase. In fact, they should even decrease it in terms of the VAT, as it were, because it is...
How low would you want it to go as the MK party?
I beg your pardon? Minus 2 percentage points? Would suggest that take it down by 2 percentage points. In fact, that thing should have stayed around 10%. The VAT, if truth be told, should have stayed around that level. It should not have gone to these kinds of levels. That is insane. That we have people earning 350, earning these income grants that are having to contend with VAT as they spend their non-existent money. It's actually immoral. As it were, to put people into that situation. So
back to the Itala issue, yes.
Yeah, going into the Itala, you know, in Itala, you are not dealing with a bank that has got liquidity problems. You are not dealing with a bank that has got a customer base problem. You are not dealing with a bank that has got corruption problem. You've got a bank that is dealing with technicality issues, and the technicality is a simple one. The reason the Itala Bank is not getting its license is purely because it's deemed to be provincially based and not nationally based. And if it was nationally based, there would be no problem. But now it's provincially based and therefore does not tick the box for commercial license. I mean, it's a simple thing like this. Now, you say if you had a minister that has the political will to ensure that transformation happens, the minister has got all kinds of levers in the Banks Act. One of them, the levers, is to offer an exemption and say, Itala Bank, I'm going to exempt you, operate this way, I give you so much time, tick the box of being national if you have to keep your license. Let's do that, put them on terms. It doesn't even do that. And then secondly, the Prudential Authority, which has come up with all kinds of draconian measures that they want this bank to do, the minister here has to concur with that thing. They do what they call concurrence, what have you, where to sign, and so that that directive takes effect. The minister need not have signed all those draconian, stringent things that are suffocating Itala Bank. The minister could have said, okay, I see what you guys want to do, but loosen up here, because the aim is not to kill this bank. But what we have here with a minister that is a willing participant in destroying a black bank. So this is what we have a problem with. I mean, if you look at the South African Reserve Bank, they have been on a very consistent path of destroying anything that is financial services that is black. The list is long. You can go to Nestlé, you can go to 360 Degree, you can go to, you name them. You know, now why is it that we have a government here that is supposed to be a transformational government, that is supposed to be made up of revolutionaries, that allow this kind of carnage? Why do you have a situation like this?
Well,
this is the problem.
Well,
this is why MK Pite was saying our time has come to take over from the tired ANC and make sure that the revolution is complete, to make sure that our people have better lives.
The issue of Itala, Mr. Manye, I suppose you're going to continue lobbying for that within your committees in Parliament. But you say that you've also mentioned the issue of VAT at the Standing Committee of Finance, and you didn't get any joy there.
That Finance Committee is together. You know, interestingly, even the DA mm-hmm. is not fighting anybody. And this is the strange part, that we have almost unanimity in that Finance Committee that Itala Bank must be saved. But the Reserve Bank does not even take a cue from that. They ignore that. So in Parliament, no one is fighting with anyone in Parliament about this. Everybody can see that this bank, you must remember that Itala Bank services the people that were otherwise not wanted in the mainstream banking. Itala Bank has developed models to be able to service these people. Now that this thing is moving, all of a sudden they have become a ripe market for the run-of-the-mill commercial bank. It's just totally unfair.
Mr. Manye, what then is the MK Party's plan of action should the VAT increase to even that 2% that we are hearing about?
Whether it's 0.5%, whether it's whatever percent, if it increases, we have committed that we will bring South Africa to a standstill. The 2.3 million people that have voted for MK Party, we will ask them to come to the streets and make sure that the economy comes to a standstill, so that people must hear the issue that we're saying is there for the poor people. So I'm going to say poor people, come and do it yourself, because the people that you voted for 40% in Parliament are the ones that are selling you out. The people that you voted 22% for in Parliament are the ones that are selling you out. Come and fix this thing yourselves. This is what we're going to be saying to the people of South Africa, and they will come out in their numbers. We will find buses to get them to come to all the arteries. We will make sure that the economy comes to a standstill. We'll do a peaceful protest in line with the constitution.
All right. MK Party's Chief Whip, Mzwanele Manye MP, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.